This is GQDN for Monday, March 24th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. If you do that, go to the shop, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase. It's very, very delicious stuff. Extremely delicious stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Go take a look at those videos. Yeah, I know it's just me, but still, a lot of great content up there. And a lot of different perks up there, too. Go check that out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of Nintendo news. Of course, we got some Minecraft as well, along with more Xbox stuff. Oh, wait, did I say Xbox stuff? The release date for Indiana Jones and the Great Circle has been confirmed for PlayStation, according to Push Square and Engadget.com, because now it will come on April 17th of this year. So if you're waiting for the game on PlayStation, they did put up a reveal on Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, and yes, it is happening. We knew it was going to happen sometime, but they finally made the ports and they're going to put them in. But not just for Indiana Jones. No, there's going to be even more ports, because Tom Warren up on Blue Sky did say, quote, Forza Horizon 5, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. April is going to be a good month for PlayStation 5 gamers. Now, what else could be over there? What else could be going from Xbox to PlayStation? Push Square thinks that it could be Halo, the Master Chief Collection, Gears of War, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, good game, from what I hear, and Microsoft Flight Simulator, very popular game, as I understand it. So, could that happen? We shall see. I did say Forza, right? Well, Pure Xbox said that Xbox is celebrating 20 years of Forza Motorsports with an update. So, Turn 10 Studios did announce that a part of the game's 20th anniversary update, Forza Motorsports 4 will get the Fushimi Kaido track in the game. In fact, that is a fictional Japanese track that has been on the minds of many Forza Motorsports players for years. The team was talking about this and said, quote, since the release of Forza Motorsports in October 2023, our team has been fully recreating Fushimi Kaido to a modern standards in our biggest track project ever. Race and drift on the full circuit or full circuit reverse that stretches 10.24 miles in length, featuring 144 extreme turns and a 2,011 foot summit. Sorry for the quote. Our goal is to recapture the magic drifting with your friends on the massive stretch of the serpentine Japanese mountain road at Fushimi Kaido. And we can't wait for you to slide sideways once again as we now work to refine and polish the Forza original track for the integration into the game this May. End quote. Interesting, interesting stuff. That looks good for all you Xbox people. But we know what else looks good too. That would include everybody that plays Hellblade. Yep, Helldivers 2 is going back to the Malibian Creek. IGN did provide the update. In fact, they went to X, where Helldivers Now was talking, and they said, quote, major order failure. It seems that the Automatons are seeking to reclaim old industrial assets in the Severn Sector, the battlefield where some of the bloodiest fights on the Automaton front took place, including Malibian Creek, Dripunir, Obina, Tibet, and more. So if you play Hellblade 2, looks like you're going back to there. And some people, well, they're afraid about going there, but they're also excited about it. Colvin, it's time for you to go back. Or maybe we could all go back to Minecraft. Kotaku said that there's going to be a major visual upgrade and some flying mounts and some other quality of life features. They're getting an update. That's news in itself. Well, that's what they got planned this year, because they revealed that in a Minecraft Live, where they revealed some visuals and some new light possibilities thanks to some better lighting and reflections. So yes, they did. And Minecraft is going to be getting some good stuff. Now, all of the visuals will be overhauled, and the Bedrock Edition of Minecraft will be on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. No Switch. Not yet. But I tell you what, looking at this, it looks really dynamic. Really good stuff. Oh, did I say no Switch yet? GamesRadar.com said the Power World isn't going to come to Switch. But Pocket Pair, maker of the game, says that it is considering importing the game to Switch 2. Now, the reason why Power World is not on Nintendo Switch is because it's a really big game. And it is. It takes a lot of memory. I should know, I got it on my PC. But Pocket Pair was talking to IGN, and they said that the director, John Bucky Buckley, they say that Power World was skipping the Switch due to some technical reasons. He said, quote, "If we can make the game work on Switch, we would. But Power World is a beefy game," end quote. But they are considering about going to Switch 2. They just want to see what the specs are, and we all will here in about a few days, a little over a week from now, because, quote, "We haven't seen those specs yet. Like everyone else, we're waiting. I'm walking around GDC hoping someone will tell me them, but everyone I've spoken to says they haven't even seen them. If it's beefy enough, it's 100% worth considering. We did a lot of optimization for Steam Deck, which we were really happy with. Still work to do, but we're really happy with how it turned out, so we would like to get on more handhelds if possible." Power World could be coming to Switch too, but it's already on PC. So if you need a gaming mouse, well, PC Games N said that the Razer Viper V3 Pro Wireless Gaming Mouse is on sale. Right now, the Razer Viper V3 Pro is on Amazon at $112. So if you're looking at a good gaming mouse, that might be the one for you. But you know what that means. We're going to some very, very good news. Next two comes from Pure Xbox, because they were talking about how sliders were doing and how ASMR slicing is doing, and apparently doing very well. In fact, sliders got a 4.4 rating. That's out of 5 stars. And people were giving some very positive reviews. In fact, on Steam, Sledders has an overwhelmingly positive average on 3,000 players' ratings. Looks like pretty good stuff. So if you want it, Xbox and Steam. ASMR slicing is in the same situation. That's good, because in this one, you're just doing some slicing, and that's all you're doing. And you do get some other knives and other weapons of choice. So yeah, go have fun with it. Yep, sales. IGN says that if you want PlayStation 5 LEGO Horizon Adventures, the game is now 38% off, $37 at Amazon, ahead of the Amazon summer sale. I'm sorry, spring sale. My bad. So, ahead of the spring sale, you get that for cheaper. But that's not the only one that's on sale. That includes Sonic X, Shadow Generations, Dragon Ball Sparkling Zero, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Monster Hunter Wilds, Madden NFL 2K25, Final Fantasy 16, Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection, and Silent Hill 2. Yeah, that covers everybody. Sticking with PlayStation. Only because we can. It's a personal preference, you know that. We love you Xbox players too, and you Nintendo players as well. But Shad 4 for PlayStation 4 emulator version 0.7.0 is out now and is available for download via WCCF Tech. So if you want the Shad PS4 PlayStation emulator, it's now available for you. Just to let you know. Which means you can play some other PlayStation games. Yep. Oh, we did say Nintendo, right? We will end today with the NintendoWorldReport.com, because there's a sales that's going on right now for the games that have been just released. And we'll keep the list short, because the list is very big. Very, very big. Because right now, Destined Mr. Almost Right, $35. Care Bears Unlock the Magic, $30. Cookie Cutter Overkill Edition, $20. Which Way Up, Gravity Games, $15. Fuel Station Simulator, $9. Bubble Wizard Saga, $4. And Wheel of Words Crossword, $4. There's a lot more than that. Oh, and The Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown is 75% off until March 31st. So you got 7 days for that one. Lots of good stuff. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people.